A child is my example of purity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thoughts on Meditation. A child is my example of purity. Every time I look at a child, I see goodness, I see love, I see purity, I see all that is desirable and all that is notable. You say, well, Herb, sometimes you might not have your eyes open because sometimes children do naughty things. If I have in my heart naughty things, then I see a child doing naughty things, or anyone else. If I have in my heart the purity that I am, then I will see in a child my example of that purity readily and beautifully. In an adult, it might come a little more different, a little more difficult, but in a child, it should be so simple because they are so genuous. They're so ingenuous. They are so free of any type of deception. They're so free of anything at all. Oh, yes, as children grow older and live in a community which teaches them to deceive, teaches them to lie, teaches them to not be pure and perfect and representative of themselves, then they might reflect that a little bit. But there again, they're reflecting the community. Now, when you are so pure and so beautiful, when I am so pure and so beautiful, no one in my presence can ever lie. When I am so pure and so beautiful, no one in my presence can ever do anything contrary to that purity and that goodness. Nobody. Man, woman, child, dog, cat, mouse, anything at all. My stem cells are just so overwhelmingly joyful, happy, awake. They just breed more purity. They just bring forth more joy and more magnificence. They bring forth that original purity and integrity which they are. They bring that out into my life and into my world. And every child I look at is a pure demonstration of that purity. Every child I look at is a demonstration of absolute wonderment, absolute joy, absolute fantastic quality of goodness. Every child. Now you say, what about some of these children that aren't? Well, is that your observation or mine? Do I see little children who are not? No. I surround every child with my pure white light of love. I surround every adult with my pure white light of love. I surround my world with my pure white light of love. And when I surround all with my pure white light of love, the only thing that can be reflected back is my pure white light of love. It's just that simple. If I shine out my pure white light of love, and I see all in my pure white light of love, all can only reflect back to me what I have shown out. All can only reflect back to me what I am. Because another factor of this is everything in the universe, every person, place, or being, whatever it may be, is a mirror reflecting back to me who and what I am. Now, what kind of a mirror, in any language, a spiegel or whatever, what kind of a mirror is reflecting back to me what I am? Is it a beautiful, ornate mirror? Is it a simple mirror? Is it a clean, crystal clear, clean mirror? Is it a mirror that has all of the dust specks off of it? Is it a mirror that has all of the fingerprints off of it? Is it a mirror that is so glorious and so pure and so beautiful that the purity that I am reflects back to me so beautifully? Well, that's up to me. You see, I polish the mirrors in my world by saying, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I surround the mirrors with my pure white light of love, and they are pure white light of love. That's all they shine back. And only shining back that which I am. And it is my choice to look at a child as my example of purity. Because there's a little more than purity that comes through a child. A child is uninhibited. A child is joyfully itself. A child, before it's trained by its community, its parents, its family, its school, its whatever, before it's trained, it has a naturalness about it, which is the gloriousness of living. When you are your natural self, you are glorious. When I'm my natural self, I'm glorious. When I'm just the unconditionally loving Herb, then I am wonderful. And when I am conditionally loving, oh my, I am nothing worth listening to. But when I am unconditionally loving, which I am 99 and 99, 100% of the time, and that other little tiny bit, I am too, but I just didn't notice it. So I'll say, I'm 100% of the time unconditionally loving. Because nowhere in my heart is there a judgmental bone. Nowhere in my heart. There's no bones in my heart, are they? Well, I'm not talking about that physical heart. I'm talking about my mental loving nature. Nowhere in my mental loving nature are there any limitations. Are there any structural forms? It's just the allness of me. It's the allness of me. It's the naivete. It's the joyfulness, the naturalness of a child. The innocence that is so glorious and so beautiful that we would all emulate had we the opportunity to think about it. And we have the opportunity to think about it. So this day, I begin to emulate, direct, think, believe who and what I am. I live in the awareness of a child being my example of purity. And as I live in the awareness of a child being my example of purity, I am pure beyond all measure. I am pure. I am what the word pure means. I am the naturalness of what the word pure means. I am the wholeness of what the word pure means. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And that's who I am. And that's what I am. And I am a happy fellow. I am a happy fellow because a child is my example of purity, the innocence, the tenderness, the simplicity, the genuineness of a child. That's who I am. That's who I will always be. And that's the only direction that I allow my life to go. The direction of the pure consciousness of the innocent child. I am an innocent child. I live as an innocent child. I express as an innocent child. I hold myself as an innocent child. I am the innocent child in all that I do, all that I am, and all that I ever could be. I am the innocent child, and it is glorious and beautiful and now. Yes, a child is my example of purity, and that's who I am, what I am, and all that I am. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.